I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ryan Pace is awake up there.
Ah, it's beautiful. We're delighted to welcome in her honor, the Honorable Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Good morning, Mayor Lightfoot. How are you?
Good morning, Mayor Lightfoot.
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
You know, I got to tell you, we've been all so stressed out during the last 7 months in the depths of the pandemic, and we've had no sports to distract us. And just seeing the return of sports and having the White Sox clinch a playoff spot, seeing the Bears in action, it really has helped me personally, but I think it's helped a lot of people. The Cubs season has been very good. Just sort of a hint of normalcy. I think it's good for everyone's mental health.
No doubt. I mean, you know that this is a big sports town, and not having sports, lost most of the summer, lost the start of the baseball season, just having sports back, I think you're right. It does. I know it does me good, and I think it does most people good to have that kind of distraction and just enjoyment and seeing the competition, because it does give you a glimpse, even though there's usually no fans in the stands, but it does give you a glimpse of our normal form of life.
Before we get to some of the other things we want to talk to you about, how about your reaction yesterday to the White Sox returning to the postseason for the first time in 12 years? It was a long time ago. I don't know what you were doing in 2008, but the Sox are back in the postseason. You had to have enjoyed that.
Oh, and this whole season has been sweet. You know, the lineup, they're just tearing the cover off the ball. The pitching's been very solid. You know, yeah, it's been great to watch. You know, I've been a season ticket holder for a long time. I was a season ticket holder back in 2005 when the magic happened. So all the Sox fans that I know were like, could this be it? Could this be the return? You know, it's a new season, as you know, starting in the playoffs. But the Sox look really, really good.
Is there any chance we're going to see fans back? I don't know if you've been following Ozzie Guillen, and he's desperate to talk to you. He wants you to allow fans and guaranteed right field. I don't know if the
Ozzie's,
glory of 2005.
Ozzie's always desperate to talk, all right?
We noticed.
But obviously it's difficult, and it's a hard decision to make, and we're seeing a limited number of teams in the NFL that have fans. Do you see anything changing? You know, the science somehow changed for the Big Ten. I don't know. What happens with fans in the stands?
Well, yeah, well, let's talk about that Big Ten decision, right? I think that had less to do about the science than it did about the lost TV revenue. Look, I would love to get fans back in the stands, including this fan, but we've got to be smart and safe about it. And look, what we know from our experience over the last 4 months is the places that opened up too early, that didn't have a plan, that weren't prudent, that you saw cases absolutely explode, and then fears that the healthcare system was going to collapse. You know, we have been very, very prudent in our approach to reopening. We still remain the most open big city in the country, but we also saw a spike in cases over August. We're now seeing a downward trajectory in those cases, which is good. But I don't want to blow this, because if we do, then it means we're going to have a really, really hard winter. And I'd rather do slow and steady than capitulate to the crowds and then have a disaster on our hands. No one wants or needs that. But I think, look, we just got to take it slow. The cases are trending now finally back in the right direction, meaning we're seeing smaller and smaller case growth on a daily basis. But we're not like in the Northeast where you're seeing basically no cases per day. We still have, 200 plus cases every single day. Our deaths are limited, but they're still happening. So we just got to be careful.
So the Bears obviously open Sunday at Soldier Field, and they are optimistic that George McCaskey, I think, has said that they would welcome fans at some point this season. It is only their first game. And Mayor Lightfoot, when we look at some of those numbers that I think people pay attention to, the positivity rate we hear a lot, and it's 3.6% in Illinois and 5%, I think, in Chicago. Is there a number that there has to be met or a threshold before you're willing to go deeper into that conversation, and how realistic would it be to expect fans at Soldier Field this season?
Look, it's certainly possible, but I would say the odds are less than 50%. Look, the percent positivity is obviously one of the numbers that we take a look at. We want to make sure that there's a real testing regime. Some stadiums, and I don't mean professional sports because I think they've been very smart about it, but we've seen some incidents of college and high school sports where they've opened up, they let fans in, they have no testing regime, they don't social distance. That's a disaster. And look, we're willing absolutely to work with the Bears, but they got to talk to us and be willing to cooperate with us and not just say things in the media. We've had a little challenges there, and the Bears have got to be better partners with us on a range of different issues, but this as well, if they want to get fans in the stands.
When you look at the numbers and the way things have trended, we keep talking or we keep hearing about this idea of a vaccine and, realistic dates and unrealistic dates. What are you hearing? Has anyone said anything to you? Do you have any understanding of how the distribution of this would work, of what the timetable would be? There's so much contrary talk, and you just don't know who to believe.
Yeah. Well, look, to have a vaccine at the rate that people are predicting is almost unheard of. And it's going to make a lot of people nervous. And unfortunately, the rhetoric coming from the White House isn't helping. Having a vaccine that goes from, literally laboratory tests to the clinical trials to mass distribution in a short amount of time doesn't give people comfort that it's a vaccine that's viable. And I'm hoping that we can, once we get past the election, we can get real about what the science tells us and not what the politics and the politicians tell us. But yeah, you've got to have a massive plan, which we started charting out months ago, to be able to get the distribution right. But even once a vaccine is authorized by the FDA, it's going to be months and months before it comes to the level where we're literally setting up vaccination stations across cities like Chicago. So having the vaccine is just the first step in a lengthy process of getting people educated, making sure they're confident, and then having a real robust regime in place and infrastructure to get people vaccinated. And depending on the vaccine that comes out, you hear everything, it could be one shot, but it might actually require two shots. That's a heavy lift. So we're realistically talking deep into 2021.
Mayor Lightfoot, I want to get back to what you referenced in terms of your dialogue with the Bears and their need to talk to you before you're willing to move forward in this conversation about bringing fans to Soldier Field. What kind of things aren't you hearing, and what kind of things aren't they doing, and what needs to happen in terms of that dialogue for this to be something that is a realistic possibility?
I mean, it's the basics. There's got to be real dialogue, meaning they've got to sit down with us, with our public health folks. They've got to demonstrate to us that they actually have a real plan in place, a plan that's going to keep everybody safe, including the workers at Soldier Field, right? The game doesn't just happen. There's literally tons of people, the back office and the infrastructure folks at Soldier Field, from the Park District to the Bears operation, that also have to be safe and protected. And that's way before you have any conversation about letting the average fan in. You know, I watched the opening night of the NFL, and I was quite surprised to see fans in the stand at Kansas City. Very interested to know what they did, how they made the selections, and also what was the screening process that they used to get fans in the stand. It is a complicated thing, and I can't just react to someone saying, oh, yeah, we want to get fans in the stand. It's not going to be that easy, and it's not going to happen unless we have real dialogue and we have a real conversation about the nuts and bolts, the granularity that's going to be needed to even talk about a plan for having fans in the stand. That hasn't happened yet. We're certainly open to it, but I don't like hearing for the first time on sports media, oh, yeah, we're going to have fans in the stand. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Talk to the Cubs.
That is really weird. So in other words, they're just kind of – it's just their hope or their prayer that they have fans in the stands. They haven't given you any kind of detailed plan about how that would happen or what that would look like or what their plan would be other than the safety of the players, right?
Yeah, there's been some very preliminary discussions, but so preliminary that I wouldn't even count them as discussions. You know, when we've talked to – for example, we talk to the restaurant industry – all the time, literally every single day. And there's a real dialogue and there's a partnership about how to get things done. That's what we would expect. And look, this is a professional sports league, right? They've got every incentive in the world to make sure that they get it right, and we understand that. But we need to understand what the plans are. We're not just going to say, trust you, because if there's a problem and there's a fallout and people get sick, who then suffers the consequences of trying to manage that kind of cluster or sickness? It falls on the city. So we've got to be a partner in that discussion at the ground floor. And again, there's been some preliminary discussions, but we're nowhere near at a place where we can even realistically talk about fans coming back into Soldier Field.
Mayor Lightfoot, after you get off the phone with the Bears, could you call Major League Baseball, and if the Cubs and the Sox play in the World Series, bring it to Chicago instead of the bubble in Texas?
Yeah, we're going to fight like hell to make sure that if one of our teams and God willing, both, they need to come to Chicago.
If they're both, how are you going to wager against yourself? Isn't there a tradition of?
Good point. Maybe I just keep all the spoils to myself.
Mayor Lightfoot, thanks a ton. We really appreciate your time, and it's great catching up with you.
Thank you for your time, Mayor Lightfoot.
My pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.